I really understand what meditation is, because you didn't describe. I know one thing I do, I realize, is that I breathe and I am aware of my breathing. I'm just aware of that often because I don't have any place to go. And so I kind of come back to that and it's kind of a soothing thing. Mm-hmm. But are you supposed to be mindful, like, are you only supposed to do it like where you're sitting and you're still? Or do you do it, you know, when you're in line or driving? Or how does that look? I didn't quite understand how you...
So what is meditation? I didn't go into that, you're quite right. And partly because we've got a weekend workshop, which in a way is more practical on that. And even that is a condensed version of what we'd do if I was doing a course. However, in brief, if you remember, I was talking about formal and informal practice. So formal practice would be when, for example, there are lots of different meditations, but one example would be you're sitting on a chair, on a cushion, you're not doing anything else but just bringing your attention onto your breathing. And then your mind gets come off, you know, so it's gone, come back to breathe. But, very importantly and usefully, you can also do what's called informal practices, which is just where you try and pay attention when you go about your daily life. So when I'm doing the course, we do various things. I could get you maybe 1 week to choose an activity like having a shower, taking out the garbage, something you do every day, and just to pay attention when you're doing that. Just notice what your body is, notice where your mind is. And then the other thing that we do, which is really, really useful, is something called a breathing space, which is like a mini meditation. But we could all do that just to end with as a final thing, okay? So, breathing space, it's got 3 steps. You can do it anywhere, you can do it standing in line, you can do it, you know, driving the car, whatever. So, first step, just notice what's going on in your mind right now. It's just as best you can. Any thoughts, any emotions, any feelings, just whatever's going on. Then having done that, bring your attention onto your breathing. So notice the breathing going in and out of the body. Maybe the rise and fall of the chest or the belly. And then expand your awareness out onto the body, the third step. So noticing any physical sensations. Maybe the contact with the chair or cushions, any of the physical sensations you're aware of in the body, contact with the ground. So that's the 3-minute breathing space. Called 3 minutes, not because you literally have to do it for 3 minutes, because it means it's not very long. It's got 3 steps, and it's very useful to do. So what I'd get you if you're doing the course is to do that 3 times a day or do it at pre-selected 3 times a day. So you just get into the habit of noticing what's going on and stepping out of it during your routine life. Then to start using it to cope with difficulties. So you notice you're getting upset about something, you do a breathing space. Yeah. And the idea is that eventually you're getting a seamless mindfulness practice. So you're mindful all the time. I'm still working on it.
Right.
But it's a direction that you can helpfully move in with practice and is achievable to move in that direction. So, thank you.